When Solstice arrived at SeaWorld, she was outdoors in the park's rehabilitation area in a pool by herself. Now the Olive Ridley turtle is inside an aquarium with two other rescued turtles. She swims over to rest on the rocks as we stand above the 12-foot deep tank.
My name is Mike Price. I'm assistant curator of fishes here at SeaWorld San Diego. So I've been with the park for 20 years. Currently, I help manage the team that takes care of all of our sharks, sea turtles, and fishes in the park.
And can you tell me about Solstice and how you've been taking care of her?
So her current weight is 51 pounds. And for her, that's a pretty good size. Olive Ridleys don't get much more or bigger than 80 or so. So right now, she gets two or three different types of fish plus clam. And we like that just because it's a variety. In the same way that I'm not allowed to only eat cheeseburgers, a variety is healthier.
Solstice has access to a veterinarian and a team of caretakers. She recently had a CT scan, which was used to try and understand her buoyancy problem.
The minute she stops swimming with her flippers, she'll pop back up to the surface like a cork. So what we'll do is we'll, just like after a sports injury with the rehabilitative process on your leg or arm, we will continue to allow her to work those muscles, give her more options for diving down into depth.
Price says Solstice was moved from the Oregon Coast Aquarium to SeaWorld because U.S. Marine Fisheries requires all species of endangered sea turtles to be rehabilitated at SeaWorld. Ideally, Solstice will be moved back outside to continue her recovery, but currently every bit of space is filled with sea lion pups.
Come on in. My name's Steve Dunning. I'm one of the senior animal care specialists here. Right now, we're looking at, I believe we're just over 300 animals in the park right now. Our numbers are actually over 500 for the season. So this is a very unusual event.
Why are there so many sea lion pups?
What we're seeing this year is an event where those inshore fishes are not available to them. So they've got to travel further and in deeper water, but they don't have the strength. It's a possibly a pretty strong El Nino event.
Several trainers and caretakers say SeaWorld's ultimate goal is to release rehabilitated animals like sea lions, dolphins, and turtles back into the wild. However, dolphins and whales born in captivity are not candidates to be released, according to a SeaWorld spokeswoman. In 1997, SeaWorld rescued a gray whale calf, JJ. She was 10 to 13 feet long, weighed 1,000 pounds, and was in the care of Kevin Robinson.
She had been abandoned by her mom somewhere up in the Los Angeles area. Her rehabilitation took about 14 months, and at the end of that 14 months, we were able to release her back into the wild. When she left, she was 19,000 pounds. She was like 29 feet long and 19,000 pounds.
Solstice the sea turtle is set to be released in August or September, about 25 miles off the coast of San Diego. Mike Price thinks she has a great shot at living a long and healthy life.
Once a sea turtle gets up to that 2-foot size, Solstice size and bigger, the amount of predators begin to be reduced. It gets easier as you get bigger.
Solstice's caretakers plan to continue working out her buoyancy and fattening her up until the end of the summer. Her next journey will be her last with her caretakers, when she'll be transported by boat and released into the Pacific Ocean. For KLCC News, I'm Corinne Boyer, reporting from SeaWorld, San Diego.